Comic Writing School, Part 3, Submitting Your Script.
This is part 3, and I want to talk about probably the main thing that most people will want to know, and that's how to submit your sitcom script and how to get it made. First thing you need to know is it will never get made. The chances are that you will write a brilliant sitcom and it will never get made. You could write a rubbish sitcom, it will never get made. The majority of scripts that get sent to producers, the BBC, etc., won't get made. I'm going to say it again. Your script will not get made. I think there's one example of a script that was sent unsolicited to the BBC that ever got made into a sitcom, and believe it or not, that was 2 pints of lager and a packet of crisps. So there, your script will not get made. It will get read. Don't think that it'll get put in a pile and binned. It will get read. It's in everyone's best interest for them to read it, and it's also in everyone's best interest not to steal your idea. That doesn't happen. This, the idea that an unknown writer has sent off a sitcom and it's been nicked and made into Only Fools and Horses or whatever, it doesn't serve anyone's purpose to nick an idea. But just be aware that ideas aren't precious. It's very easy to come up with an idea. If you've come up with it, chances are 10 other people have come up with it. What will make your sitcom unique is what we talked about, is not its setting, it's its characters. And if those characters are interesting enough, then they'll stand out. What you need to think about when you're sending out a script is gearing it towards the target audience. There's no point in sending a sitcom about 4 17-year-olds who live in a squat and beat up pensioners to Radio 4. There's no point. Well, there is a point. I'll get to that in a minute. But there's no point in sending it to someone who has absolutely no interest in making that. There's no point in sending a sitcom about 4 pensioners, likewise, to MTV. Really is no point. It won't get made. The other thing you can do is send it to the writer's room at the BBC. www.bbc.co.uk/writers-room. There is a link to it on my website. Brilliant scheme. They really do read everything that's sent to them. They try and give you feedback, and if you even stand out amongst part of, chances are they'll invite you into a writer's day, they'll introduce you to producers, and they'll help you in every way conceivable to find the right person to read the script for you within the BBC, of course. They're not going to send it to ITV. What you need to be aware of, again, your sitcom will not get made, but it will act as a very good calling card for you. If you can demonstrate that you can write an episode of a sitcom that's funny, that's got pacing, that has nice characters, then that's going to stand you out above the majority of scripts that get sent to the producers. They're going to see that you can write, they're going to see that you can structure, they're going to see that you can come up with characters, and chances are they'll want you to write stuff for them in other capacities. They might ask you to submit sketches to a sketch show that they're developing. They might ask you to contribute to an ongoing sitcom that, you know, needs team writers, for instance. That's obviously happening more and more. Sitcoms are following the American model of having team writers, table writing, and that sort of thing. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. It's just a thing. And if you can demonstrate that you can write formulated a sitcom, then you may well get asked to submit ideas for My Family or My Hero or any other My apostrophe type comedy on BBC. Send it to producers. Don't just send it to networks. The BBC will certainly be interested to read it, of course. Carlton, I don't know about how ITV works, to be honest. Production companies are a very good sort of outlet for them. Talkback, Tiger Aspect, Hattrick, Positive, just off the top of my head, companies that certainly have read things that I've written and are happy to read things, and based on what I've sent them, they've given me work. But less important probably to gear it towards the output of those production companies, because hopefully most of them will be looking to be as diverse as possible. But, you know, at least try and send them something relevant, and if the script is properly formatted, if it's good, if it's funny, if it's pacey, if it's got great characters, as I say, that will make it stand out above everyone else, and chances are they'll invite you in for a meeting. You know, that's when you really need to be nervous. Having ideas in front of producers, they don't laugh. You tell them something and they go, yes, that's very funny, go away and write it. So you do. Your sitcom will not get made, I can't stress that enough. I wrote a pilot episode of a sitcom with an award-winning stand-up. It got made on a cheap budget, put the pilot, it was a 15-minute pilot. It didn't get made. Well, it got made into a pilot, that was nice. It was nice to see it worked the way it was supposed to work. And that got hocked around to various places, Channel 4, Channel 5, etc. They didn't pick it up, but it provided them with a kind of a portfolio for the stand-up comedian, and he got work off of that, and I've got work off of the pilot as a writer. So, you know, it was worth the effort for that, essentially. And don't ignore BBC Radio either. They've got so many hours to fill, and they're gagging for writers. As far as I can tell, they're gagging for writers anyway. And, you know, you've got more freedom on the radio. You're less restricted by budget than you would be on a massive budget ITV sitcom with Davina McCall. And as I say, the producers at BBC Radio are very willing to read things. As I say, the best thing probably is to send it to the writer's room as a radio play or as a radio sitcom, and it will get passed to the comedy department, who, if they like it, will get in touch with you, invite you in, develop your idea, and take it to what's called the program directors group, if it's developed enough and they like it. Producers directors group, sorry, where two or three producers, the head of comedy and someone else, sit in a room and discuss the idea as you presented it, give you feedback on it, and they'll either say yes or they'll say no. That's fun. It's good fun. It's good fun developing an idea and eventually having it rejected, which you have to get used to. Rejection is part and parcel of everything. Not everyone's going to like your fabulous idea, but if you show enough promise, it will lead to something else.
There are no more Wednesdays.